Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello everyone. Welcome to the Flag Football America Network, and we are bringing you another podcast from the world of flag football. Today, our special guest is calling us from California and represents really an outstanding league that's just doing not only a lot of things locally in the California state of California, but just also doing a lot in terms of reaching out and traveling to a lot of leagues in flag football within the continental U.S. So our league spotlight today is on Gridiron Gamers, and we have with us the director, the founder, with us. Who do we have on the line with us?
Yeah, it's Chris Carlisle right now speaking. How you doing, Stacey?
Good, good, Chris. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to Flag Football America.
Oh, yeah, man. I've been seeing you guys on Facebook, Instagram, and I'm glad you guys reached out to me, man. You're doing a great job with the, covering the nation, man, with the Flag Football. I'm glad you reached out to me, man.
No problem, no problem. You know, one of the things that initially caught my eye was just a lot of different tournaments in your league, but I'll let you explain more about that. But, Chris, just introduce us to, you know, your league, what you do, and, you know, let my audience know, you know, how did you start getting involved in the arena of flag football?
I started the league about 5 years ago. We was playing in a league in Sacramento, and It had been around for probably over 20 years, and we was playing. It didn't have enough for me. It didn't have MVPs. The shirt they had, they gave you shirts, but they gave you shirts 2 weeks later, and I kind of was like, man, guys should have their stuff after they win. After they win the league, it didn't have that it factor to me, and I felt like I can bring that to these guys. Guys are paying money, and they need something extra. It didn't have photography. A bunch of other things that I felt I could bring in. I decided to start it and then took a chance to start the league, and I started it the next year, and that league shut down, and all the teams decided to come over to my league and take a chance on me, and ever since, it's been going great, man. It's been going great. And now the league's kind of nationally recognized, and I feel it's one of the best leagues in California. I think it's probably the best league in Northern California. And it's great competition. People bring their families out, and we have former NFL players, college players come play in the league. And I'm loving it right now, and I'm doing a good positive thing in Sacramento right now for these guys.
That's great. That's great. How did you give me? Well, two things. How did you come up with the name? And then two, what's your background? You know, one of the things I always ask my guests is how they got started in flag football. And you know, I can share my story, but I really want to hear about like just how you got to this point where you're at now.
The name, we was younger, me and my friends always just gamers, a gamer. And that's a gamer, somebody who's going to come play hard and, you know, and who can really just set their mind into the game and play hard. And Gridiron Gamers, it's the Gridiron Football, and I threw the gamers on there, and I decided I called it Gridiron Gamers Football. And I took it, and it was catchy. And then all my friends said, man, that's where you come up with that. And I said, man, we always say gamers, you have to be a real gamer on the field. And I felt like I was a gamer, and that's where the name came from right there, man.
That's great. Now, how about you? How did you get started playing flag football? Because like I told you when we did like our pre-interview, man, I don't know if I actually told you this, Chris. Man, I used to laugh at it. I ain't playing flag football. I run a co-ed league, and I laughed it off, and then 15 years later, I'm here, you know, interviewing you. So how did you start off just playing flag football?
Same here, playing flag. I never thought I'd be playing flag. We're not playing flag. Then me and my friends decided to get in the league. Like I said, that league had been around for 20 years, and took a chance and went to buy some jerseys and put some money into it. And we used to get our butts kicked, and we had pretty good athletes, but we really didn't know the game. It's a thinking man's game, and ever since then, I fell in love with it and started playing, and other guys asked me to play on their teams, and I got pretty good. I got pretty good in this, and ever since then, I've been playing probably for about 8 years now and started going to tournaments and got better, and it's a great sport, man. I'm gonna keep playing this till I can't run no more, man. I'm gonna keep playing.
Good, man. That's great. So again, this is Flag Football America Network. You can find us on flagfootballamerica.com. You can also get us on Facebook on Flag Football America. And you can our guest today is Chris Carlisle, and he's from Gridiron Gamers. And Chris, why don't you share some of the places where you can be found online or on social media?
You can find us on Facebook at gridirongamersfootball.com. I have a website, gridirongamersfootball.com. Instagram, gridirongamersfootball. Those are pretty much the main social media ones that I use right there. So follow us, follow teams. I play on a team called Wolfpack. We do a lot of traveling in Las Vegas. We've won a national championship. We won a world championship. We're going to be going back this January, so trying to win another one. So trying to come follow us with that, man.
Yeah. So for my audience, Chris is going to ask him a little bit about his actual league and some of the rules and teams. But one of his teams in the league is a traveling team, so he plays for Wolfpack. Correct? That's the correct name, Chris? Yep.
Yes,
and they're nationally ranked. I'm sorry, what was that?
Sac Wolfpack, yeah. We're trying to get back. We're starting to win, getting our way back now. We're back hungry now. We're starting to get it back now. So we won the last two tournaments these last couple of weeks, so we're looking good right now.
That's good, yeah. And they're a nationally ranked team. So, all right, so give me a breakdown. I mean, give us a little bit about your location, how often you run the league, and then sort of a breakdown for the type of league. For the audience, there's a lot of different flag football leagues out there. There's contact, non-contact, 7-on-7, 8-on-8, co-ed, et cetera, et cetera. So just give my audience a little breakdown, some of the details of your league.
It's an 8-on-8 league. It's a contact, meaning blocking. Everyone's eligible. It's 18 and up, of course. The leagues are charged $500 per team. That's a pretty good price. What else you would like to know, Stacey?
Yeah. So you pay $500. So how many games do you get? And how many games do you get? And the other thing I wanted to ask you is how many teams you have right now, and how often, like what days do you play? How often do you play? Do you do fall, spring, winter? Just give us a little breakdown of that.
I have two. I do two seasons per year. I do a fall and spring. I do three tournaments per year. I do seven game regular season. Top six teams make playoffs. This year I had 18, and top six teams make playoffs. I'm trying to do maybe just enough. Next upcoming season, try to do a summer league because guys always asking, man, we need three seasons. But I'm a busy guy, man. But I do.
Yeah, man. And especially the summer, man. Guys, I travel. Yeah. The vacation is your biggest opponent on the summer league.
Exactly. But these guys always ask for. They want. Man, we need. Just like I had a tournament. They want to. Man, win the next tournament. Win the next league. They're hungry for it, man. The league. It's a great league, man. Sacramento. I do all my events on Sundays, man. My leagues on the Sunday and my tournaments be on Sunday. So it'd be hard for some guys to do Sundays, but we get everybody out there on Sundays, man.
And what time on Sundays?
We do mornings. We do around 9 through 1.
Gotcha. Okay. And give me like a typical Sunday. Like I run a league on Sunday, and I kind of know like my schedule, so. Why don't you just give me just a little brief synopsis of like a typical Sunday morning when it's game day for you?
Oh, that Monday, Sunday morning, I wake up, I get up there, I go set the field up. I also play on a team, and not the Wolfpack. I played a couple of my buddies, high school buddies that I've been knowing for a while. We have a team in the league. I set the field up. Depending on when we play, I take the pictures, or one of my best friends, he takes the pictures, and I wait around till we played in that's pretty much it, man. Then we clean up and everything, and it'd be a long day for me, man. I'd be kind of tired, but it's worth it, man. Doing this, playing and running the league for these guys, and I love the competition, so I gotta keep playing.
What time do you normally get up and get to the field to set up?
I'll get there like probably like an hour to set up.
Okay.
I'll get the hour before, because I like to have everything set up so I won't be rushing and so everything. So when these guys get up here, they're like, okay, Carlisle, he has everything already set up. He's not rushing, and you know.
Right. And you guys do like one game at a time, like one like back
yeah,
to back
sir.
To back.
Yeah, good. We do one game. Yeah, one game at a time. Eventually, we got two fields at the school we play at. So eventually, once it get bigger, I like to have both fields going. That's what I use the same place for tournaments, and we have both fields going during the tournament. So hopefully the league these next couple years, we can have both fields going and give guys so guys can play double headers and whatnot. And that'd be cool for these guys.
Great, great. Again, this is the Flag Football America Network, and you can find us on flagfootballamerica.com. You can also get us on Facebook, flagfootballamerica.com, and we're on Instagram at flagfootballamerica. I've got Chris Carlisle. How would you like to refer to yourself? You consider yourself like the founder, the director, CEO? What's like your official title?
I like to call the lead coordinator. So guys kind of call me the commissioner. They call me Roger Goodell. I feel like I'm the lead coordinator, man. They kind of joke around with a bunch of them. Yeah, they got a lot of jokes, man. I feel like I'm just the lead coordinator, man. I do this for these guys, man, to coordinate this and put this together for these guys, man. I don't call myself a commissioner or anything like that. I don't want that title like that, but just a lead coordinator, man.
That's great. Okay. Chris Carlisle, lead coordinator, Gridiron Gamers. I'm going to have Chris break down his social media. We got about 3 minutes left in the show, and I got one or two more quick final questions. But, Chris, from Gridiron Gamers, can you please just give us, my audience, maybe some upcoming events and just where they can find you online or through social media?
Our next league is going to start on spring, March 2016, the next year. We're done for this year. And guys can go find us on Facebook at Gridiron Gamers Football. Instagram at Gridiron Gamers, and the website GridironGamersFootball.com. And if you stay in California or in the Sacramento area, come sign up. We have free agents. It's a $40 fee. Or if you want to sign a team up, it's $500 to sign a team up, 20-man rosters. It's a great league, man. Great competition. You're gonna get better. We do tournaments 3 times a year. You want to travel. Want to learn, come out there. I always help guys out, free agents, new teams. I always help guys out. So that's pretty much it, man. That's a great league, man.
That's great. So we got about 2 minutes left in the show. Real quick, what's the referee situation like? How do you get your refs and train your refs?
One of my head refs, A.T. Craver, they ref high school football, and he's helped me out. He's like my mentor. He's helped me out a lot doing this flag football stuff. So I'll go through those guys. Another guy from Atlanta, Atlanta Sports Connection, Derek Foster, he helped me out before he moved. So both those guys were big influences in starting my league. They both helped me out in major ways. And I can call them today, and they still help me out. And I'd like to really shout those two guys out for helping me put this together. They did a great job, and they know this flag game, man. They've been around it for a long time, and they really put me up on stuff and helped me out and helped the league grow. And I appreciate those guys.
That's great. Again, this is the Flag Football America Network. I'm on with Chris Carlisle from Gridiron Gamers, league coordinator. We got 1 minute left in the show, so what I'd like to do is just sort of give you an open-ended forum. You know, what would you like the America – and obviously maybe even the world to know in 30 seconds or less about Gridiron Gamers?
It's a competitive league. We breed competition. If you don't want the competition, you might want to find another league. But I love competition, and I want all my teams to want competition. I want for this league, you have to practice. And, I like the positive energy. It's a positive league. Come out, play hard, and I'm trying to get this league nationally recognized. I want my teams nationally recognized. I want guys to travel to all the tournaments in California, even back east. Hopefully we can go back east and get one of these tournaments coming up. So that's my goal right there, get everybody to get traveling and everything, get teams nationally ranked and nationally known.
That's great, man. That's great. Again, this our very special guest has been Chris Carlisle from Gridiron Gamers. You guys are on our map, so we're definitely going to keep up with what you're doing. And if there's any special promotions or anything or any tournaments you have coming up and you want us to promote or highlight, we definitely will do that.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks.
Thank you so much for your time. And, again, Gridiron Gamers, Chris Carlisle, check them out online through Facebook. And thank you so much for doing the show today.
Oh, no problem, Stacey.
All right, Chris. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.